When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
That's right, I'm back again. The greatest city in the world on the greatest radio station in the universe, WFAN. I'm Anthony Gallo, and I got you all the way till 5 a.m. Al and Jerry on the warm-up show, Boomer and Geo after that, all live from Giants camp. But today was a good day. A good day for New York baseball. Yes, the Yankees didn't play, but the Mets and the Yankees had a great day, and let's get into it. After a terrible night last night, 3 hours of miserable conversation, talking New York baseball, we have some hope. Yes, Francisco Alvarez, oh my God, walks it off. And it would felt like another night that the Mets were going to find a way to lose. They pull it out, and thankfully, it was on the backs of two guys who needed to get it going. Francisco with the walk-off, JD with the two-run homer in the first. It was a good night for New York baseball. The Mets take care of business for the Yankees, beating the Orioles, and they take care of business for themselves. And from start to finish, today was a good day. We got good news on the Nimmo front. His MRI came back clean. We got a good start. Was about to be a great start, but a good start from David Peterson. 7 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned, 8 Ks, 1 walk. He was very good. And honestly, it was a balk, but up until that balk, he looked lights out. He gets his ERA to 3, but JD and Alvarez came through. Not as much for JD, but man, as a fan base and for the guy himself, Francisco Alvarez, we needed that. He needed that. The Braves didn't, yes, the Padres and the Diamondbacks won today. So ground was not made up. But the Braves didn't play today. So the Mets sit a game and a half out. And yet, last night, it was doom and gloom. And tonight, there's hope. It is a franchise whose moniker is, you gotta believe, well, there's a lot of monikers this year, but the main one is you gotta believe. And oh my, you see what I'm doing here. Oh my God, we did it. Francisco Alvarez did it. I was sitting here in the studio, Rami on the other side of the glass, reacting live. I put a video out. You could see Keith reacting very funny to the Alvarez home run. And for once, New York was united. We can all praise Francisco Alvarez in his walk-off home run, and it was so needed. I think the reaction from the players, they cut right after Alvarez with his super badass celebration. I almost thought it was going to be a fly out to the track, but he crushed it. It wasn't close. But you could see even on the players' faces, Lindor and Alonso grabbed each other and had a moment, and you could tell that it felt like they could relax for a second. And even though they won the series against the Marlins, it just felt Sunday was very tense. And again, the team continues to be resilient. They go up 2-0, 3-0. After a balk and then a home run, the game is tied. They can't hit the bullpen, the Orioles bullpen, which at times has been shaky this year. And when I mean they can't hit, they weren't making contact. I think they struck out 5 of their first 6 at-bats against the Orioles bullpen, but they found a way to get it done in a massive way. And yes, every night, we live and die every night with our baseball teams. It doesn't matter if you're a Mets, Yankees fan, whatever team you root for, we live and die every night with our teams. And tonight we lived. Tonight was awesome. It revitalized a fan base that Every night, every loss is the apocalypse. Every loss is Judgment Day and the team is dead. But they pull it out again. I think it was their eighth walk-off of the year. It was that awesome win. And now they're back at it again tomorrow with some new found energy. And that's what they need, is energy. They can't let off the pedal right now. Yes, my confidence is still not 100% there, but everything is right in front of the Mets. When I spoke to you guys last night, I said they had to go 7-3 in this 10-game stretch against the Orioles, Diamondbacks, and Padres. And they started off well. This is awesome. This is something, as Mets fans, that can let you breathe a little bit. I'm not saying you have to completely say that this team is making the playoffs. But, man, it feels good to watch a team battle again. Again, battle to win a game late. A difficult game. And, again, there were so many positives. Off the field, we got the news that Nimmo's MRI came back clean. And Mendoza said he wouldn't, if he had to, he would not rule out using Nimmo in that game. We'll hear some Nimmo sound later. I'm sure we have cuts in the system. And again, we'll get to everything. You know, Jets, Giants, Yankees, you know, a lot to get to. I got you for 5 hours. But right now we're talking Mets, 888-808-1019. But it was a great night. Nimmo, MRI comes back clean. Peterson gives you another great start. Good start. Almost great. And you get to see a guy like J.D. Martinez get off the schneid and give you something tonight. And he mashes the Orioles. I forgot what the numbers were, but they showed it in the game. He absolutely mashes the Orioles. But as far as Peterson goes, this is his third start in a row. Giving up, you know, he went today, like I said, 7 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned. 1 walk, 8 Ks. His last start, 6 1/3, no earned runs. He gave up the 1 on the error, but no earned runs, 4 walks, 4 Ks. And the start before that, 5 innings, 1 run baseball. This is a good sign. The starting pitching has been very good. You know, outside of Blackburn's, you know, atrocious inning against the A's, there has been a very good stretch of pitching by this Mets starting rotation. A lot of the issues over the last week and a half, you know, after that Mariners series, has been the bullpen. And that doesn't change. I mean, we got a good inning out of Diaz tonight. The bullpen didn't let up in the eighth inning. But that doesn't change. And it's just like the Yankees. Both teams, the bullpen is going to be an issue going forward. But the Mets today give some life to what felt like the way we treated that Marlins loss, and myself included, it felt like the end of the world. And like I said, Mets fans treat every loss like the apocalypse. For my entire life, they could win 10 in a row. The second they lose one, it's the end of the world. And that's life as a baseball fan. Because we don't even react this way to one loss in the NFL. It's on to next week. I saw a meme about this where like the guy's losing his mind about a loss in baseball. And then in football, it's like, on to next week. But the Mets tonight, they give you hope. And they start off against a good Orioles team. Yes, the Orioles and the Yankees have played mediocre for a while now, but they are both still good teams. And, you know, the reason why I'm just pairing them just because they're battling against each other. But the Orioles are a good team. That's a good offense that David Peterson basically shut down for most of the game. And it was a balk. At first, I was freaking out. I'm like, that wasn't a balk, but he never came set. And I do feel like that's what threw him off. Because the very next pitch, gone. It was, you didn't even get a chance to breathe. The balk run comes in, and then bang, the solo home run. But that was a good start against a great offense. And then tomorrow, the Mets are back at it. It's OMG Foam Finger Night. And let's keep it going. They have to keep it going. Like I just said, when I spoke to you guys last night, 7-3 felt like the bare, 6-4 maybe, but 7-3 felt like the bare minimum for this team going forward. JD Martinez hitting a home run tonight. Hopefully he gets going. And we can all pray that this will get the monkey off of Alvarez's back and let him be able to breathe. Let him be able to just, you know, relax for a little bit, because he does look like he's pressing. And you saw the emotion pour out of him when he hit that bomb. And it was a bomb. He crushed it. So, I sit here optimistic today. I sit here trying to breathe a breath of fresh air after I had a very gloomy night last night. The Yankees and the Mets put us in a bad mood yesterday. But today, this doesn't just affect the Mets. It helps the Yankees too. The Yankees didn't play today and ended up in first place. And some other positive news. Not because I'm not rooting for injury, but trying to look at the optimism here. We got news that Austin Riley is now out for 6 to 8 weeks for the Braves. And the Mets gained a half a game on the Braves today. So there's a lot of positives. Yes, they didn't gain ground after blowing a chance to do that yesterday. They didn't gain ground on the Padres and Diamondbacks tonight. The Padres just finished off their game right as we were going on air. And the Diamondbacks a little earlier had done it. But everything is right in front of the Mets. Everything. That's the positive. Am I confident? No, I can't say that right now I'm 100% confident they will get it done. I have not given up hope. I expect there to be exciting, maybe, you know, depressing at times. Pennant race, wild card race baseball in this city until late September. But right now, the Mets have everything in front of them. And yes, they do not control their own destiny because of the wild card standings and them being out of it. But to an extent, they do. Because they play 4 games against the Padres, 3 against the Diamondbacks. They sit, I think it's 5 games behind the Padres and 4.5 behind the Diamondbacks. There's enough time for them to make up that room for that. Not even just thinking about the third wild card. But let's just get in. Let's get in. I hate this notion that they're not going to do anything even if they get in, so what's the point? Because you play to win. To channel my Herm Edwards, you play to win the games. And tonight they won. In great fashion. Exciting fashion. Check out on the WFAN socials, you can also reach us there. If you don't want to call, you're too shy, you just want to tweet at us, anything like that. Me and Robbie were off camera, but I put out Keith's reaction live. It was a celebration. New York baseball fans, for once in a blue moon, can be united. Thanks to Francisco Alvarez. Yankee fans tonight were doing the oh my God thing. Hands in the air. Great moment. And it felt like another moment of showing the resilience of this team. And you have to have hope. That's all we can have right now. You have to have hope that Clay Holmes is going to figure it out. You have to have hope that the Mets are going to continue to win series and maybe sweep a couple of them. Because God knows we need that. But hope is part of being a fan. And tonight the Mets gave you that. And for the players on the field, tonight felt like an energizing moment. After a letdown on Sunday, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, it was a letdown. After a letdown against Oakland, after an embarrassment in Seattle, even with the series win against the Marlins, it didn't feel great this weekend. But tonight, it does. Tonight, the team gave you something to hang your hat on. They win tomorrow, the fan base will only be further energized. If they could somehow sweep this series, which is very possible just because of what the Orioles are doing and over the last month and a half, also that we're not seeing Corbin Burns in this series, and we've seen the ability of this Mets team to be streaky. Win tomorrow, or I guess today, it is midnight. OMG Foam Finger Night at Citi Field. $5 Tuesday at Citi Field. There is a lot to be excited about. Go, let's go out, have fun. But this is what we wanted. Not the standings the way they're played out right now. But this is what you wanted. You wanted to sit here and be excited to have meaningful baseball, living and dying more than you normally do with your baseball team. Living and dying every night. And here's another. Again, we're not rooting for injuries, but you take what you could get. I have MLB on right now. Ketel Marte on the IL with a sprained ankle. As Rami, I saw him drop a little F-bomb behind the glass because he probably hasn't been fantasy. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I just did a basketball draft literally last week.
But I'm sorry about that. So not everyone clearly happy about that. But not happy about him getting hurt, but happy about the fact that not everything's perfect for everybody else. The Mets can still do this. And there should be excitement. There shouldn't be this mundane, depressing notion that, oh, it doesn't matter. What happened to the fan base? You got to believe. Just keep saying that, and you'll buy into it. I am. And last night, and listen, again, I'm telling you right now, they obviously have to do more than this to prove that they could get it done for me, but it's right there for them to do it. They can add to this confidence. And it really honestly doesn't matter what the fans think. It only matters what the guys on the field think. And yes, I've been very positive about this team. Last night, it felt like I wasn't there. And even right now, I'm still not 100% there. But I see the avenue where they could take it to clinch, not clinch, but to get into a wild card spot. They could be sitting in that third wild card spot by the end of the month, by the end of the weekend. Other teams can hit a cold streak too. The Padres and the Diamondbacks are going to play at an 800 clip the rest of the season. That's just not how baseball works. The Braves are not that great. And yes, neither are the Mets, but all that matters is just getting in. The Diamondbacks last year, I know you've heard it a million times, won 84 games, made the World Series. The Cardinals, I'm going to bring up a very touchy year for Mets fans. The Cardinals in 06 won 83 games and went to the World Series. Well, they won the World Series that year against the Tigers. So there you go, Mets fans. And yes, a lot of my thought about what the Mets could have done since the start of the season was an outlook about the rest of the league. It's a very close league this year. Every week it feels like, right now it looks like the Padres might be the team to beat going into the playoffs. In April and May, it was the Phillies and the Yankees. In July, it looked like the Mets were never going to stop losing. The Astros were never going to stop losing. So it's okay tonight to have some hope. And tomorrow, go win another. You guys can look at it as, oh, they dropped a third game on Sunday to the Marlins. I could see it as they've just won 3 out of 4. They win tomorrow, 4 out of 5. And we forget that because of that rough 2 weeks that we've just gone through, we forget about the stretch of baseball the Mets played in July. And they were bound to have a hiccup. So hopefully tonight is the start of them getting back on track. We've got so much to get to you. 5 hours tonight, all the way till 5 a.m. We're talking Mets. We'll get to the Yankees. We'll do a lot of Jets and Giants tonight. I have some thoughts on some weird habits that people have when it rains out. We'll touch on an interesting playlist that Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons tweeted out right in my wheelhouse, Rami's wheelhouse. We got a lot to get to. As always, Pico de Gallo on Twitter, Pico de Gallo 24 on IG. You can reach us at the social media accounts at WFAN. I think it's like WFAN Sports Radio on IG, WFAN 660 on X.